When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
start this function and commence the ball. Grab a lady fair, pick out one anywhere. Better have a partner when you hear me call. Cakewalk your lady, two-step your baby. Cakewalk your lady left and right. Trombone is talking, best get to walking. Don't you miss the boat. Lift your petticoat and walk your gentleman for the cake this night. Mrs. Elvira Hayes, who's been cooking it for days, won the cake baking prize at the county seat. And she whispered to me, it's a secret recipe, a full of frolic, alcoholic pastry treat. Chocolate filler, sugar frosting, pure vanilla is big enough to get lost in. Cakewalk your lady, two-step your baby. Cakewalk your lady, left then right. Dress up your proudest, sing out your loudest. It don't have to rhyme, have yourself a time. And walk your gentleman for the cake this night. Walk it! Mrs. Elvira Hayes, who's been cooking it for days, won the cake baking prize where? At the county seat. And she whispered to me, it's a secret recipe, a very, very affectionary pastry treat. It's got chocolate filler, sugar frosting, pure vanilla, big enough to get lost in. Cakewalk your lady, two-step your baby. Cakewalk your lady, left and right. Dress up your proudest, sing out the loudest. It don't have to rhyme, have yourself a time. Walk your gentleman for the, walk your gentleman for the, walk your gentleman for the cake. Walk him tonight, cake walk.
What better way to commence an hour with the great Pearly May, Pearl Bailey, then that fabulous number from St. Louis Woman, written by Harold Arlen, the show that made her a star. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, coming to you from the pre-Thanksgiving hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had the sad duty, although it was really quite wonderful, to go through her work and celebrate Diane Carroll. And as I mentioned, Diane Carroll had been with Pearl Bailey on a number of projects, and we actually ended the Diane Carroll tribute with a song, Don't Like Goodbyes, sung by Pearl Bailey. So we've never quite done that, ended with someone else, and I thought, Pearly May, let's take a look at what she did. And my goodness, did she do everything. I mean, her discography, although not terribly well represented on CD, is enormous. She recorded so many Broadway shows. She was in a half dozen Broadway shows. She was such an inimitable personality. And sadly, sort of kind of forgotten, never forgotten by anybody who actually saw her on television or live on stage. But the legend doesn't quite live on. So let us redress that and spend an hour with Pearl Bailey. She was born in 1918 in Newport News, Virginia. Who else was born in Newport News, Virginia the year before, 1917? Hands up. Yes. Oh, Will Friedwald got it. Ella Fitzgerald, two great, great performers of the 20th century. And she stumbled into show business with some amateur shows and other things, eventually moved to Philadelphia and made her way into the World War II nightclub era, where she performed with people like Cab Calloway at the Apollo and various clubs downtown. And here is this wonderful Kern Hammerstein song that she performs with Hot Lips Page in this wonderful jazz arrangement that just sort of sums up how she could transmute something into something that was her very own. Don't Ever Leave Me, Kern Hammerstein, Pearl Bailey.
That you're here, here is where you belong. Oh, everything seems so right when you're near, and when you're away, it's all wrong. But I'm so dependent, so when I need comfort, I'll always run to you. Don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to.
She's here,
and I think here is where I belong.
Everything seems so right when she's near.
Have you noticed that when I'm away, it's all wrong? I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I'll always run to
me.
Yes, to you. Oh,
don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do,
Bill, I'll have no one.
Girl, I'll have no one. They'll have no one to run.
Beautiful. Well, it wasn't long before Broadway found the right vehicle for Pearl Bailey. Luckily, it was one of the greatest musical scores, at any rate, ever written. 1946, St. Louis Woman. Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. Every score is a knockout. And she stole the show in the sort of supporting comedy role of a character named Butterfly. And here are two versions. She was a recording star for Columbia at the time. So I think our first version is not from the cast album. I know it's not. I think it's the Columbia recording. And then we'll hear a later recording after the cast album. Long way of saying, here are her two signature songs from St. Louis Woman, performed and recorded at various times in her career. The first, wonderful, It's a Woman's Prerogative.
I don't know who it was wrote it, or by whose pen it was signed. Someone once said, and I quote it, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything,
that boy's short on his talents. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. They
Well, that was part of Pearl Bailey's charm. She could take any song and transmute it through her own feisty, no-nonsense, but loving personality. She was one in a million, and she had no fear about doing that, and that's, I think, what made her an eternally great performer. In the 40s, after St. Louis Woman, into the 50s, she recorded a bunch of stuff, some of it's very hard to find, and did these nightclubs and, you know, Vegas or whatever. I don't know, maybe she didn't do Vegas, but, you know, did the circuit. And she could take anything, anything and feed it through the Pearl Bailey machine, and it would come out so special. Here are two songs we love, one by Rodgers and Hart and one by Cole Porter. You know, what she does with them are pure joy. If you think you know these songs, you may well know them, but you don't know Pearl Bailey's version. Here's a winner from The Revival of a Connecticut Yankee by Rodgers and Hart.
I've been married and married, and often I've sighed. You see, I'm never bridesmaid. Somehow I am always the bride. But I never divorced them. Well, I just haven't the heart. Yet remember these sweet words, till death do us part. Darling, I married many men, about a ton of them, because I was untrue to none of them, because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me, so I performed an appendectomy just to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia, but he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic. Oh, he's sleeping now, darling. All right. Sir Philip played the harp. I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. And now he plays where harps are just a thing. To keep my love alive. You know why? To keep my love alive. Here's the fatal story. You know, I thought, Sir George, this child had possibilities. But his flirtations made me ill at ease. And honey, when Pearl's ill at ease, she just kills at ease to keep her love alive. Sir Charles, my favorite, came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. Oh, I mixed him a drink. This child is in memoriam. You bet he is, just keeping my love alive. Now, Sir Francis, that's a crazy name. He was a singing bird, a nightingale. Loo-doo-doo-doo. That's why I tossed him off my balcony. I didn't want to hurt him. I just wanted to see if the child could fly. Sir Athelstan indulged in fratricide. He killed his dad, and that was patricide. And one night I stabbed him. I stabbed him by the mattress side to keep my love alive. Just to keep my love. Well, I sort of want to keep it alive. You know, I love living. I dig living the most. But about the marriages, we'll have to talk about that on another record, honey.
Is chasing the zephyr. The moon is chasing the sea. The bull is chasing the heifer. But nobody's chasing me. Even the cock is chasing the chicken. And the peewee, some wee peewee. I struggle with Evan, the cat is taking a little licking. Oh, but nobody's taking me. Oh, and nobody even wants to own me. So I object. You don't, nobody will even phone me, not even collect. The leopard's chasing the leopard. And the chimp, chimp, some chimp, champeasy. Oh, no, the sheep is chasing the shepherd. Well, now, but nobody's chasing me. Nobody.
each night I get my mirror. You ought to see me. I get it off the shelf. I look it over, Pearl, and I say, well, dog, chase yourself. The clams are almost a-mixing. The hams, they're chasing TV. Out of style, the fox is chasing the vixen. But the sad thing, nobody's vixing me. Nobody, nobody is chasing, chasing me. Oh, honey, you know what? I ain't slow as people think I am. Maybe I better slow down a little more so further men get caught. I'm getting older, honey. It's taking a long time.
Older maybe, but certainly better. Who else would have the chutzpah to criticize a Cole Porter lyric in the middle of a song? That was from Out of This World. And he said that, Pee Wee, but I couldn't sing that, and nobody can. It's an insane lyric. Oh, Pearl Bailey. Well, later in the 1940s, she did a second Broadway musical to sort of follow up called Arms and the Girl, which was rather a flop. But we've never played a Morton Gould song on this program before, I don't think. Here is music by Morton Gould, lyrics by Dorothy Fields, tailored impeccably to the personality, and boy, is there a lot of it, of Pearl Bailey.
Give it up. Give it up. Too much man, too much grief. No more man, no more grief. To be brief, I got a firm belief there must be something better than love. There must be something better in view. But if there's something better than love, now who wants it? Do you? There just must be some practical plan that don't require the service of man. Suppose they find that practical plan. Who wants it? Neither do I. Of course, there's a solitary life, sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, hold your knitting and your cat. Well, that's the end of that. Oh, what makes your two eyes wetter than love? What makes you feel upsetter than love? But if there's something better than love, who's got it? Who wants it? Do you? You know what? I was just thinking, there's something better than love. I'm sure there's something better to do. Suppose they find something better to do. Now who'd do it? Would you? There must be some respectable vice, a small sin at a moderate price. Suppose they find that respectable vice. Who'd practice it? Don't look at me. Of course, there's a certain kind of man. Marley, that man is good as gold. Women? Huh, women need him absolutely cold. But then that man is only 2 days old. There's nothing more goats getter than love. There's nothing triple threatter than love. But if there's something better than love and you like it, oh ho, you can keep it, oh ho.
Arms and the Girl, 1950, of course, Pearl Bailey. Pearl Bailey was a force to be reckoned with, and she wrote a couple of memoirs and stuff, and she was ever in a show, she was mostly in all black shows, or mostly black shows, where she felt the dignity of the actors or the cast, and particularly the depiction of her race, was in some way offensive or derogatory. She was the first person to step up and change that as best she could. She stood up to Reuben Mamoulian and Otto Preminger and Peter Brook, some pretty tough cookies. So here are two songs that tap in more seriously to the African-American tradition on the Broadway stage. And where does that begin? In many ways, it begins with Burt Williams, his song Nobody, brilliantly sung by Pearl Bailey.
life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain. Who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? You just guess right. Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says Pearly May here's 2 bits gone out and eat? You can bet your life it's nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody in no time. From somebody sometime. I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time. I've been sitting here thinking, you know, I ain't never done nothing to nobody. Makes me feel good too. But you know something else? I ain't never got nothing from nobody. Nobody. At no time. But until I get something from somebody sometime. Telling me, honey, no time. Supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time. Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling them that man of mine ain't coming home no more? How'll I keep explaining when they ask me, where's he gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? And how can I remind them to pray at their humble board? And how can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord?
somehow I'm able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. No, 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 he ain't coming home no more.
Wow, she knocked that one out of the park. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are spending time with the one, the only, Pearl Bailey. It's interesting that she had this sort of, she was her own thing, but she worked with everybody who was important in her world. There's a wonderful YouTube clip of her doing a duet of a spiritual with Ethel Waters, who of course originated Supper Time. And I guess Pearl Bailey's sweet spot was the mid to late 1950s into the 1960s, when she was in two movies based on big, big, big important Broadway shows, Carmen Jones and Porgy and Bess. So she was in those two movies. Here is her solo from Carmen Jones, and then we'll hear her take on a song from Porgy and Bess.
I tell you why I want to dance. It ain't the sweetness in the music. I like the sweetness in the music, but that ain't why I want to dance. It's something thumping in the bass. That thump, thump, thumping on the music. That bump, bump, bumping on the music is all I need to start me off. I don't need nothing else. Maybe I do. To start me off. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. And I don't need no tune at all. Beat me that rhythm on drum. Beat me that rhythm on drum. Beat me that rhythm on drum. And I don't need no tune at all. I feel it beating in my bones. It feel like 20 million tom-toms. I know there's 20 million tom-toms beating way down deep inside my bones. I feel it beating in my heart, and then I get a kind of dream, and in my dream it kind of seems there's one big heart in all the world. There ain't but one big heart in all the world. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. Beat out that rhythm on the drum. There's one big heart in all the world. Beat out that rhythm on drum. Beat out that rhythm on drum. Beat out that rhythm on drum. There's one big heart for all the world. And now that heart is beating fast, and that's a rhythm I can dance to. I'm mighty glad I got a chance to, with one big heart that's beating fast. Tomorrow morning let it rain, tomorrow morning let it pour. Tonight we're in the groove together, ain't gonna worry about stormy weather. Gonna kick old trouble out the door. Beat out that trouble drum, beat out old trouble drum. Beat out old trouble drum. And kick his cockles out the door. Beat me that rhythm on drum. Beat me that rhythm on drum. Beat me that rhythm on drum. And kick old trouble out the door. Kick him 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 out the door. We'll be right back.
I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me.
She's got no car, she got no mule, she got no misery.
No, I ain't got no misery.
Folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door.
Well, down there, scared somebody's gonna rob them while they're out making more.
What for?
Don't ask me, baby, I got no lock on my door, and that's the way to be. They can steal a rug from the floor. That's all right with me, cause the things that are prized, like the stars in the sky, they're free, yeah!
Oh, she's got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for her.
Well, now I got the sun, got the moon, I got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, I got that man.
Got the man.
And I got my Lord.
Got the Lord.
I got my, woo, yeah!
What?
I got my song.
She's got plenty of nothing, and nothing is plenty for her. She's got the sun, she's got the moon, got the deep blue sea.
Oh, honey, I got that sea.
Folks with plenty of plenty, got to pray all the day. Because it seems with plenty that you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away.
Yes, keep him away. You know, Pearl ain't fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, I'm glad I'm alive.
Oh, she's got plenty of nothing, and nothing is plenty for her.
I got that sun, I got the moon, I got heaven the whole day long. Ain't no use complaining, cause I got my man.
Got her man.
And I got my Lord.
Got her Lord.
I got my, woo, I got my.
What? Got a man, she's got a Lord.
Pearl Bailey singing a song she didn't sing in the film of Porgy and Bess, but she cut an album of Gershwin tunes. That's a good point. Good time to point out the support of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund and to remind listeners that Broadway to Main Street is the 2019 recipient of the ASCAP Foundation Award for Best Radio Broadcast. How about that? Well, I mentioned briefly House of Flowers, which was the show she starred in with Diane Carroll. Here is a wonderful Arlen tune, lyrics by Truman Capote, from that show that she recorded on an album called Sings the Song She Loves by her favorite composer, Harold Arlen. Can't say it any more clearly than that. Take it away, Pearl.
When you fly into high, like birds sweep in the sky, and pulse make you to pause, the main reason cause, two ladies in the shade of the banana tree, how delectable, desirous they can be, in the black, black shade of the banana tree. With lips pouting to please, and eyes rolling to tease, the most popular plan, designed to capture man, two ladies in the shade of the banana tree. What a frolicking spectacle they can be in the cold shade of the banana tree. The nights, they always fair, nobody never wear a stitch too much from here to here or even there to there. Oh, that man's fortunate child to be born on that elegant isle. You need no wedded wife just to taste the joys of life. You want to look, you want to see, ooh, it's nice, agree. Two ladies in the shade of the banana tree. You know, this is a sunny shore, it almost never rains. And what's more, we grow gals as sweet as sugar cane. A man's quite a fortunate child to be born on this elegant isle. Place of fun and play. Once here, you're here to stay. You wanna look? You gotta see. It's nice. You agree? Two ladies in the shade of banana. Look! See! Oh, nice. Agree? Two ladies in the shade of banana.
Boom. Pearl Bailey was such a consistent human paprika for all these variety shows, both on the radio, but ultimately on television. Anytime she was on a show, it definitely bumped the entertainment quotient extremely high. She had her own variety show off and on. She wasn't the most meticulous of schedule keepers, so that was a little difficult. Here are two songs in which Pearl Bailey sings the music of Kurt Vile. What, are you kidding me? Kurt Vile? I am not kidding at all. You'll see two tremendous different songs. Here is initially Pearly May, Pearly White, Pearly May, and Dinah Shore from the Dinah Shore Show singing The Ballad of Mack the Knife, and then you'll hear her transition to a recording of a fantastic ballad from Lost in the Stars.
I still don't know whether we ought to sing Mack the Knife, though.
Well, why not, honey? It's a great song.
Well, I agree. I love the song, but my goodness, it's been done so much.
Just because people, you know, they play it over and over again, they don't know, they're trying to figure out what it means.
I'm with them. I don't know what it means either.
Well, I tell you what, Donna, you sing it, uh-huh. And I'll explain it. You see, I belong to the teenage set.
Oh, you do? All right, you better talk plain. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, the shark has
what?
Pretty teeth, dear.
Uh-huh.
And he shows them.
How, Donna?
Pearly white.
That's my name, Pearly Me.
What's the jackknife?
Oh.
Has McKeith.
This man carries a weapon.
And he keeps it.
Where?
Out of sight.
Well, he's scared of the law.
But when the shark bites.
Oh, he bites.
With his teeth, dear.
Well, how else?
Scarlet billows.
What's those billows?
Start to spread.
Oh, this God is spread.
Fancy gloves, though.
Oh.
Has McKeith.
Well, the man's a gentleman.
So there's not a trace of red.
You watch out for the red.
On the sidewalk.
Oh, oh.
Sunday morning. Oozing life.
Well, he's not dead yet.
Someone sneaking.
Where?
Around the corner.
Watch out, Donna.
Is that someone?
Who?
A Mack the Knife.
Or is it who?
From a tugboat.
Extra!
Down by the river.
Down by the river, don't you know?
Awesome.
What?
Dropping down.
Well, watch out.
The cement's just
what for?
For the weight, dear.
Somebody's in a bag.
I'll bet your Mackie's back in town.
Sounds like you hit on a deal.
Boy Miller.
Who is this boy?
He disappeared.
Well, he's in the bag.
After drawing
money, money, money
out his cash.
Ooh.
And Mack Heath spent.
Watch out for tax.
Like a sailor.
Now you know he.
Something right.
Honey, he lost the cash.
Suki Todd.
Hey.
well. Throughout all your days, your star, the luckiest star above, and your ways, the luckiest ways. Since unto you my one love is given, and since with you it will remain, though you bring fear. To my door again. Stay.
Gosh, what a rendition. So beautiful. From not the song you expected from Lost in the Stars, but another beautiful ballad by Kurt Vile. Well, in the fall of 1967, Pearl Bailey's career, which was already percolating pretty hot, reached the stratosphere when David Merrick decided to boost sales in Hello Dolly, which had been running, I don't know, 3 years at that point, and bring in what was then called an all-black company, starring, of course, Pearl Bailey, opposite Cab Calloway, with whom she started her career in many ways. And it was just this rapturous reception she got from the audience and from critics. And of course, it was a perfect meeting of character and personality because of the improvisational nature of Dolly Gallagher Levi in the first place. And it became one of the legendary performances in Broadway history. She won a special Tony Award, and the show's score, thankfully, was recorded a second time, which is something that very, very rarely happens when someone takes over a role. But nothing was expected when Pearly May walked down those steps of the Harmonia Gardens or that runway. And here are two tracks from that recording, and see how well she merges her own feisty personality with that of Dolly Levi.
I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lies. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there, and a girl over 6'3"
meets a man who comes up to her ear. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced, though sometimes soul condescends to give her bow a little boost. I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there. I've always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I've always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games. Well, there's love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. I put my hand in here, and I twist a little, stir a little, hem a little, her a little, shape a little, mold a little, some poor chap gets sold a little, when I use my fist a little, some young brag gets kissed a little, pressure with the thumb, matrimony comes when... Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Don't try and stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper, so long, dearie. You ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't come a-knocking at my door. 'Cause I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so. So long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Oh, I hear that choo-choo calling me home to that fancy new address. Yes, I hear that choo-choo calling me home on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn to hoochie-cooch and smoke a cigarette. I'm gone as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So and on those cold winter nights, Horace, snuggle up to your old cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Yes, sir, I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shuffle off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long.
While the time regrettably has come to say so long to Pearl Bailey, or at least this episode, I want to thank Will Friedwald and his digital brigade for supplying some of these rare, fascinating songs. She died in 1990 at the age of 72. She was a courageous, fierce, a champion of civil rights and America and motherhood and everything we hold dear. She was an extraordinary performer, and I hope to hear more of her and from her. And here's the thing I think she liked best in life from a 1970 show.
Something about show people. Let me tell you what we really work for. You know what it? What is it? You want to know what we're living for? Applause, applause. Nothing I know brings out our glow like your sweet applause. Sometimes we think we're through and nobody cares. Then suddenly you hear start. Somehow we're in charge again, and it's a real ball. Trumpets all sing, life just swings. You're the king of it all, cause we had a taste of that sound. We call it love. Applause, applause is your applause. Let me hear that. Ah, it's music to my ears. How many pounds did I just take? Was it one or two? Keep at it. You're getting soft again. Or maybe I'm slowing down. Let me hear it. I hear it starting. That's it. It makes me feel so young again. When they want more, hell disappears as soon as I hear that audience roar. Cause they give me that taste of that thing I call love. I said it. What, would you believe it? It's a stand ovation. Yeah!
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.